The coronavirus pandemic has impacted every Lehigh Valley resident's daily life. WDIY is committed to providing accurate, updated information the Lehigh Valley needs to make informed decisions. For WDIY News, James Johnson reporting. Joseph Gill, administrator of Easton Health Bureau, provided this update. Are there any reported COVID-19 cases in Easton?
Not that I know of. And I have contacted the Pennsylvania Department of Health. The only case I know of, as far as I know, there's only one Northampton County case, and that citizen did not live in Easton. We're following the Pennsylvania Department of Health and CDC website guidelines. I'm also in contact with the Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture and their guidelines. We are speaking to all our restaurants. We have done a blast email sending out information as I receive it.
How have city restaurants responded to safety directives for the coronavirus?
Right now, we're currently, all our restaurants are doing as they were instructed. They're all doing takeout or delivery only, and everyone is cooperating as of this time. Of course, I'm doing spot checks to ensure that.
Pennsylvania is creating an emergency loan fund to help small businesses impacted by the coronavirus pandemic. The Pennsylvania Industrial Development Authority, PIDA, will administer the Small Business First Fund with $61 million available initially for business assistance, according to State Senator Lisa Boscola's office. This emergency response fund will be used for working capital loans of up to $100,000 directly to small businesses and hopefully nonprofits in Northampton and Monroe counties. State Senator Boscola stated, "Small businesses are the heart of our economy, and the impact that necessary closures to flatten the curve of COVID-19 will have on them requires our state government to act quickly to ensure their survival." PIDA hopes to be able to accept applications by as early as next week. Mr. Gill, what else would you like our listeners to know?
Cooperate with what the governor has said, and we just ask people to be patient, and hopefully we will get through this.
Thank you for your time and accurate information. For WDIY News, James Johnson reporting.